On today's episode of Help I Sexed My Boss,
all the highs and lows of our weekend away on the coast.
William's banging on about his bloody ironing board again.
We answer society's biggest question, how do you eat a Pringle?
And there's a dilemma about getting a bit frisky on the front seat of a car.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to those everyday dilemmas, like how do you deal with living with your in-laws for months in between homes? And, as a faithful, should I stay friends with someone who gives off traitor energy?
Gosh, do I give off traitor energy?
I
think I do, because when we came to
traitor.
Yours, whenever it was, last year, I think, and we played the traitor's card game, everyone assumed I was a traitor. I was the faithful.
Yeah. Are you up to date on it?
Yes, but by the time this goes out, it will have finished.
That's true. And what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we? William Hansen, the UK's leading etiquette expert and just literally everywhere at the moment at the time recording. You heard you on Radio 1's Newsbeat this morning.
Yes, nice to be on. No, we're not Jordan North. I'm more five-star bistro, you're more, bistro.
That's one of your best ones in a while.
Well, there's Evie's, but not from the traitors, you never know. Well, it could be, I don't know. But thank you to Evie.
Thank you.
And for any of our non-English or British listeners, bistro is a type of gravy.
You are like God at the moment, aren't you? Yeah, omnipotent. I remember that from Ari.
Oh, sorry. You haven't remembered it very well.
Impotent, no.
I'm not impotent.
There's nothing wrong with being impotent.
No, I know, but I'm not.
I remember it from GCSE RE. Omnipotent, you're everywhere, aren't you?
Omnipotent, yeah.
Omnipotent, does that mean you're everywhere?
Yes.
Yeah. You really are.
Well, I'm like Pret-a-Manger.
Yeah, but they only have Pret-a-Mangers in London.
Yes, I remember when I was filming years ago in Belfast for a TV series, I thought, I'll just go to Pret. Not a single one.
No, they've got them in like Manchester and Birmingham.
Mm.
But Greg's everywhere.
Yes.
Mm, which are better, I think. And the coffee's better.
Okay, well...
The coffee from Greg's is very underrated.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Well, how lovely. Did I tell you when producer Ben and I were doing our Cardboard and North... Yeah, I know.
Who?
Cast your mind. Cardboard and North, when you were off on holiday and we were touring, which is Cardiff. We had a Greg's in Cardiff.
Did you?
Yes.
What did you get?
I got a vegan sausage roll.
Did you actually?
Yes.
I always go for the chicken oval bite, the sandwich.
The chicken oval bite?
Yeah, Mexican chicken oval bite and a sausage roll.
Yeah, why not? Pull the ripcord.
And you know I love a clay string.
I know. Who doesn't?
Mm. Anyway, where are we? Who are we toasting to?
Well, I think, would you want to do the Debonair? I'll do the gin.
Oh!
We'll talk all about in a minute our lovely trip away to Alfriston to Nancy Pelosi / Alex Pilitz's gorgeous hotel.
Oh, it was amazing.
Not an ad, but it basically will become one. Why don't we toast, whilst we were there, on the Alfriston pub crawl that you made us go on, Jordan, we met two lovely gin divas, Scott and Joe.
What was the pub called again?
I can't remember. That was pub number 3 at that point.
So if you are looking for a beautiful weekend away, we would definitely recommend going to the Star in Alfriston in Sussex.
Yes.
There's loads to do and there's 3 great pubs literally down the road. And I decided before...
As well as the hotel.
Before we went for tea on Saturday, I was like, we'll go on a little bar crawl. And what were their pub? Oh, it's going to bug me. Sorry, Joe and Scott. Anyway, to them.
To them, this is to you, and indeed everyone, the whole village of Alfriston, including Alex and Olga Polizzi, for having us, so thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, that's nice.
It was a great weekend, wasn't it?
It was
great afterwards.
As it was described, wholesome.
Very wholesome.
Yes.
I said wholesome, didn't
I? Yes, you
did.
That's okay. I just stole your description.
Yeah, it was great. I read loads as well.
Did you? When?
Yeah. And we went back for a nap.
Oh, I see.
We were in separate rooms, by the way, weren't we? Yeah. You were in the room next
Interconnecting,
though. Interconnecting rooms, yeah.
I noticed. Although his door was locked, not for want of trying.
Yeah, it was good. Apart from everyone taking piss out of me all weekend, because apparently I was talking about the rest of his entertainment.
Oh, my gosh. You're like a walking billboard.
You know what I'm like when I get into something?
Yes.
When I get into something, I don't shut up talking about it, but I'm really into rest of his entertainment podcast.
Okay, good. With, I know you've mentioned it on this before.
Yeah. So I was like talking about it all weekend.
Yeah, nice. I also noticed when we were ordering whether it was breakfast or either of the dinners that we had there, you are so impatient. And I do get this. So when the waiter goes, right, you're ready to order. You go, Stuart, what would you like? If Stuart or Mikey or me go, ooh, I'll have the... You got so irritable.
Because I get hangry, and I'd hate to come across rude, but we were there, we knew what we were ordering for a good 10 minutes, and then when the waitress or waiter comes over, you all start pissing about, umming and ahhing, and I'm like, I'll go first, and I'll say what I want, because everybody's going, ooh, for 20 minutes, you were like, I love the lamb. Yeah, I'm going to go for the lamb. Then they come there and you go, ooh, are you getting a start? We've had all this 10 minutes ago. Stop pissing about. Be decisive and get your order in before that big table gets to ordering, because then we're going to be waiting another 20 minutes. Right?
I like it. Right.
Were you thinking about my booner?
Don't start doing James Corden routines. I would also like to just... Whilst talking about menu etiquette, when you do go to order, all you need to say is the sort of the main ingredient. So you don't need to, you didn't do this, don't panic, but just generally, you don't need to go, I will have the roast pork with the sage and onion stuffing and the...
You just go,
I'll have the soup and the pork, please.
Who said that? Go on.
No one. I'm just thinking that this would be a good opportunity to give some take-home shareable content.
Yeah.
For the G&Divas. But yes, that is how you order. And also, you don't really, if it's a booklet menu, you don't need to open your booklet to point unless you don't speak the language. You should really be able to remember soup and pork. You can maybe open it slightly to refresh your memory as they're one diner away from you, but then it's much more sophisticated to say, soup and pork, please, or indeed whatever you're having.
Can I just say as well, it's good etiquette if you have got a bit of a cold, that if you're sneezing in the middle of the night, to try and keep your sneezes down to a minimum.
Did you hear me blow?
I heard you blowing in the morning, in the afternoon. In the morning, I was half awake, and all I could hear was... and then Mikey going, will you be quiet? I've been on site all bastard week, and all I could hear is you fucking sneezing. I was like, getting told, Mikey.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I did.
Thanks, George. Are you up? I am now. That's literally what it was like all weekend.
Sorry, I did have quite a severe cold, which on the Friday was absolutely fine. It was only Friday evening. I do think it was to do with the old gorgeous beams that there are. I wonder if there was stuff in the beams. Although I was pretty bad at home, actually, when I got home on Sunday. But it sort of came on Friday evening.
It turns out as well, from our weekend away, I've been saying one of my favourite starters wrong my whole life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I forgot to actually look into why you say this, but you say...
Scallop.
Ah, oh, and it's scallop.
Is it, though?
Yes.
But it's S-C-A-L-L-O-P, scallop.
Yes, but when in English does how the word is written on the page mean how we say it? It's like Shrewsbury, not actually Shrewsbury. This is going to open a can of worms. It's Shrewsbury.
It's not, though, is it?
It is.
It's not.
Yeah. Bicester. Bicester is how it's written, but you say Bicester.
By Chester.
Yeah.
It's it's not Bicester Village, is it?
No, it's Bicester.
Scallop.
There's no S in it.
I think up north you say scallop. I might be wrong. This might be wrong.
Well, there is an S.
This might be egg round pan all over again, but scallop.
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 Scallop. But yeah, we had a great weekend.
And I did order the scallops.
Yeah, so did. Yeah.
So something fishy did touch my lips.
Yeah, you did, and I had the scallops.
But that's mainly because it's quite meaty. A
couple of other things.
Yes.
It's great in the morning. You ring and they bring you a coffee up. Oh.
Yes.
Oh, that was so... It was. Thanks for sorting it out, by the way, but that was so nice. You ring up, you go, morning. They go, and this their phone manner is great. They go, hello.
That's not revolutionary.
I'm like, morning. And they're like, can I get an Americano brought up? Yes, certainly. 4 minutes later, 5 minutes later, Americano for you, sir? Yeah, thanks.
Oh.
They're so nice. Yeah, up north, like, hi. Can I have a coffee? You want a brew? No, sorry, you'll have to come down to get your own brew. Stick a broom up my ass. Which we found out, yes.
So I said at one point, Jordan asked me to do something.
What did I ask you to do?
I can't remember what you asked me to do.
So we...
On your knee? No, I can't remember. But I said, oh, well, why don't you lie down and I'll fan you? Or words to that effect.
Yes.
And you said, oh, that's such a southern saying. In the north, we'd say...
Stick a broom up my ass.
Yeah.
So I think I asked you to get me something. You went, why don't you lie down and I'll fan you? And it was at breakfast. And I said, the northern version of that is stick a broom up my ass. Because my mum would like bring my tea in. Mm. I'd go, oh, can I get some red sauce? She'd go, stick a broom up my ass. Every time. Or my dad, I'd say to my dad, my dad would be like, make a brew. And I'd say, what did your last slave die of? And he'd always say, answer him back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lie down and I'll fan you.
Yes.
Also, we should talk
Did your parents ever say to you growing up, you didn't eat your food? They'd go, there are starving children in Africa that don't have any food, so eat your whatever it was, lasagna. Yeah. And I used to then shout, well, send it to them, which I'm not sure went down well. What was the right thing to say?
That does sound like something you would say, but because I was greedy, I ate everything then.
Yeah.
I used to have two teeth.
Yes, yes, you'd go around your Auntie Caths.
And go around the Auntie Caths. We've been doing this too long. And they used to make peanut butter and toast before bed.
Really?
Yeah, they used to have that before bed with a glass of milk.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder.
My dad wasn't very, I know you're not meant to say this. No wonder you podge you eating this before bed as he were buttering me toast when I was about 11 years old. Not good for you, this son.
He was an enabler.
What's that mean?
He was enabling your...
No. He'd be like, have some fruit before bed. Anyway.
Well, now it's better to have nothing before bed.
Mm. That's true.
You also did, Mikey asked for it, in one of the pubs, I think in pub 2, on our pub crawl in Alfriston, you did the Guinness joke. And reminded me of... Without spoiling it, because we can't do it here, I knew half of the payoff. I could have forgotten how we got to that payoff. And yeah, it's pretty bad.
I did my world famous or infamous Guinness joke in front of Mikey and
Chris.
Chris and what's Stuart's exec? What is he? Merit? What is it?
Literally 1 week you'll learn this. It was your idea, Chairman Emeritus.
Chairman Emeritus Stuart, who's looking after things whilst Ben's away. I did it in front of him. And it made me realise how rude and dirty the joke is. So, for context, we did this joke when we were in Dublin a couple of years ago. On the Guinness tour, and I told my Guinness joke, and we actually decided to cut it from one of the episodes because it's so rude. Even for this podcast, it's so rude. But I decided to do it then, and it went down pretty well. I've got a great picture of Stu laughing.
We've got a great picture of you doing it, I think.
So many G&D divas come up to me and like, can you tell me the Guinness joke? And sometimes even in a pub, I'm like, it's a bit...
Well, maybe there's an opportunity at some point coming up later this year for us to do it in a safe space. Mm. You never know.
Also, we should talk about Chairman Emeritus Stuart being an absolute ruthless Monopoly deal player.
Oh, well, I had retired to bed to be ill at this point.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, clearly my presence was...
Oh, yeah, I didn't notice.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell me, what happened? He won, I believe.
He wiped the floor with us.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah.
He had a good hand.
He did. Stuart loves capitalism. Yeah. So that happened. What else? What else got on this week?
Well, I'm sort of starting to set the wheels in motion, but I mentioned last week, I teased that I've never really talked about my ironing system, Have I?
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to bring in my iron.
Why?
Or my ironing system. But it's a whole, I probably need to get a courier, because it's not just like, I mean, an iron itself is a fairly cumbersome thing to transport on London Underground.
How big's your ironing board?
It's huge, and the whole thing's built in.
Are you joking?
So I think we'll do it as a little bit of a demo, but I will do that at some point, because I could describe it to you, but it won't do it justice. And maybe I could, do you do ironing? No.
I do iron.
But what?
I do ironing.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll teach you how to do a proper shirt.
Okay. I know how to iron a shirt. I love ironing.
Well, do you? Let's see. Where do you start with?
We should have an iron off, because I use starch.
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's have an iron off.
But you use spray starch.
Yeah.
No. If you're going to use starch, put it in the machine.
Has your iron got a plug in the bottom of it so you can wrap the cable around and plug it up at the bottom?
Yes. Where'd you start on a shirt?
I think you meant to start on the sleeves, but I usually start on the front.
No, start on the back.
Why?
I'll tell you why.
Oh, for God's sake.
Tell you why when you bring it in.
No one's bothered.
I bet you we get people that are desperate to know about how to iron a shirt.
Right, okay.
So we'll do that.
Have you got the little net tea towels when you iron over walls and stuff so it takes the shine off?
I have a special plate that sits on the iron.
Oh, Jesus wept. How are you not single?
I've had this iron system for 10 years. This is how I've always ironed.
How often do you iron a week?
2-3 times a week.
So 2 or 3 hours a week?
Oh, I do it for more than a few hours.
Oh, God.
I iron everything. You know, if you stay still long enough in my flat, you get ironed.
Do you iron your duvets?
Yes.
Stick them in dryer.
Well, we do, and then we iron them.
Oh, for God's sake.
We get all creases on them.
Okay.
Anyway, keep people tuning in. I could iron a few things. Should we say that we are in a new studio?
Can we? Yeah, we are in our...
We've moved.
We've moved upstairs.
Well, don't say, because I thought if we move, we don't tell producer Ben where we've moved to.
Oh, yeah.
We never need to see him again.
Oh, yeah, that's good. We're in a completely different
studio. Different part of London.
Yeah. It's bigger. Yeah.
Bigger and better.
Right, can we move on from ironing, please?
Okay.
Let's do Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week.
If you like a chap who's cheeky and northern, you're in for a treat with our Jordan. And if a giggle is what you seek, you're sure to love Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week.
Okay, Gene Divas, what do you call a Russian with 3 testicles? And I'll tell you the punchline after the break.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Thanks for sticking with us, Gene Divas. It's now time for Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week before we go to your questions and dilemmas. What do you call a Russian with 3 testicles, William?
I don't know.
Who do you nick a bollock off?
funny.
I've had a couple this week, so let me just do a couple more because I'm getting loads from Gene Divas that are sending them in. So I think it's only fair that we do it, but that was my favourite. Lisa Shep sent me this. A mouse goes into a music shop and asks for a mouse organ, and the shop owner says, "You're the second mouse to come in today and ask for a mouse organ." And the mouse replies, "Yeah, that was our Monica."
I like that. That's nice.
I was in a shoe shop this morning trying on a shoe. And I said to assistant, "It's too tight." She said, "Try it with tongue out." I said, "It's still too tight."
Now.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, look, with Valentine's Day coming up, we want to hear your...
Oh, I didn't like that one.
We want to hear your romantic tales of trepidation. Anything, Gene Divas, from a first date faux pas to a proposal mishap, like Jordan's friend Scott Clarkson, who had the ring in his pocket.
No, that was Rick Walker.
Oh, was that Rick Walker? Who's Scott Clarkson?
My other best mate.
Yeah, but what did he do? What's the story attached to him?
What hasn't he
done?
Yeah,
well, okay, fine.
He's got a thing for... I can't say
no. Hello to Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Yeah, we want to hear all of your dating mishaps, unless, of course, it involves igluing, vabbing or bukkake. We've had enough of those because we are not a sex podcast.
You can send them in to help@sexandmyboss.com. So we're going to do a Valentine's Day special. I'm not bothered it's on the same day as my birthday.
Really?
No, don't matter. I've not got many.
I'm about to order your birthday present.
Oh, don't bother. Don't get me out.
No, you'll like this one.
Oh, what is it?
I'm not telling you. It's a surprise.
Tell me.
No.
Please. I don't like surprises.
All I'll say is it's not an ironing system.
Okay, great. Right, let's go on to listeners' problems and dilemmas then.
Okay, this is from Kate with a kiss. She's kissing us, Kate. Hello, William, Jordan, and the rest of the Help I Sexed My Boss team. I'm writing with a big question for you. What is the etiquette for eating a Pringle? For some background, my friend and work colleague decided to reveal one day that she eats Pringles in a very unusual way. My friend, who I will not name to save herself from embarrassment, will get a Pringle, lick the flavour and spices off it, put it in her mouth to chew up, and then baby bird the Pringle mush onto the lid of a Pringles can.
Oh, that's a bit weird.
She's a degenerate. As if this isn't disgusting enough, she has mastered this technique to collect 12 regurgitated Pringles onto the lid.
Oh.
She will then flatten the moist, mushy Pringle into a Pringle pate.
That's disgusting.
What is the correct etiquette of eating a Pringle? Well, it's not that. And does it involve the Pringle pate technique? No. Keep doing what you're doing, Kate. Kate, it's very simple, and this applies to so many things. You open your mouth, you pop it in, you close your mouth.
Okay. There's a meme going around recently that I think is brilliant. Somebody said on Twitter they've seen someone eating Pringles outside and they're like, what the... Like, a Pringle is an indoor crisp, and I totally agree. You don't just go out and about with your kind of Pringles, do you? It's like, it's a Pringles, even the little mini ones, you either get them on a plane or a train. A Pringle, you can't just wander... You know, like, sometimes you'll wander out and have a bag of crisps. Pringles are indoor crisps. So nobody should be eating Pringles in public. I totally agree with that. Second thing... Go back a couple of
weeks. And what is an outdoor crisp?
Just a bag of crisp. But a Pringles, it's somebody tweeted it. I'll find the meme. I'll find the meme because I was like, oh my God, yeah.
No, I get what the meme is doing. I don't need to waste 5 minutes of my life whilst you can't find this.
I can't find the meme. But anyway, that's the thing. And then second thing is
do you know you're naturally funny? You're just so weird.
Oh, thank you.
You're a very odd person, but you are naturally very funny.
That's really sweet. Thank
you. Pleasure.
Second thing, going back to goo pots.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you remember when I said
yes, and they sent you loads.
I had to get rid of bloody those goo pots for the new house, but they come in handy for ashtrays, putting nuts in and stuff. Also, and I've been sent this a few times, a Pringle lid fits perfectly over a goo pot. So if you want to take a bit of yoghurt into work or something, or I don't know.
You could cling film it with a rat master.
Or you've got to do a semen test at the doctor's. You could do it in a goo pot.
A semen test at the doctor? What are you doing that for?
And put a little... I haven't put a Pringle thingy over it. Third thing.
Yes.
And I've not done my research yet. I just know this. The guy who invented Pringles was actually buried in a Pringles tube.
He was buried?
In a large Pringles tube.
Was he?
True fact. Google it.
Is that a true fact?
That's a true fact.
Is this a bit like Walt Disney being cryogenically frozen? Not true.
No, true fact. that. Fourth thing, that's absolutely disgusting. You can't, you do lick a Pringle sometimes.
No, you don't.
In once, but you don't mush it up and then you pop it in. Do you ever do the Pringle duck?
No.
Have you ever done? You can also turn one Pringle at the top of your lip, the other one at the turn upside down, and you do a little duck.
Okay.
But a Pringle's an indoor crisp.
Okay.
If anyone from Pringle is listening and you do not send us any Pringles enough for this, I will be livid.
I prefer Doritos. I've said it before. And I wouldn't lick a Doritos either.
I love a Doritos.
What colour?
Doritos. I used to be a cheesy one.
Is that the orange one?
When I was skint at uni and couldn't afford cheesy chips or kebab, I just used to go in corner shop and get a big bag of cheesy Doritos.
Right.
And have them on the way home. Times are hard. Yeah.
Yes.
But I do like Cool Original now.
Okay, fine.
And the red ones, what's the red
ones? But either way, any etiquette for a crisp. The only thing I would say with a Pringle, or any sort of large crisp, you could do this with the Doritos.
Doritos!
If it's too big, you could, a bit like a bread roll, snap it. Pringle might flake a bit too much because it's a bit thin. Doritos might work better. You could snap, eat a bit, and then eat the other bit.
You've got the new thicker ones now.
In fact, you know, I should do that for a video.
There you go. Freddie?
Yeah, Freddie, write it down.
Freddie. I'm on it, darling. I'm on it.
That's my mother.
Freddie here, Viral Freddie. Hi, no, I'm Viral Freddie.
You haven't found the voice yet.
I'm Viral Freddie. And I will make you go viral with my videos. Everything's just fabulous, darlings. I am Viral Freddie. And I will make your videos go viral. I am on it, Stuart. I am on it, old boy. I am on it. Viral Freddy is the one who makes William's videos.
Yes.
That's my new impression of him.
Is it?
He's very, like, thespian and camp.
No, he's not a thespian.
No, I know.
He's
not
gay.
Camp. I'm on it, William, darling. Leave it with me. I will be there very soon to film your videos and make you go viral.
Anyway, Freddie will do that as a video. This is from Lara in Atlanta. Dear William and Jordan, but mostly William. Sorry, Jordan.
Oh, cheers.
I love your verbiage for polite rejection.
Verbiage. What's that mean?
Parlance. Language. Words.
Sure.
The line I enjoyed what I had, a response to a not-so-great meal, is gold. Whenever you shut Jordan down with a definitive full stop no, is gorgeous. Apparently, I say to you, no.
Okay.
It got me wondering, what are some other elegant ways to express no thank you or humble gratitude in social situations? Your podcast is so much fun to listen to, and I thoroughly enjoy your etiquette videos as well. Again, sorry, Jordan, you're wonderful too. I appreciate your expertise and advice. Lara in Atlanta. Okay, so nice ways to tell someone...
No thank you.
No thank you.
You just say no thanks. Oh, I'm all right, thanks, mate. Oh, cheers, pal, I'm good.
I don't have capacity right now, but it's something I can review in a few weeks' time. I'm just giving examples. I'm not saying...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right, okay.
That's something I've used recently.
How do you... I think, did they also mention a compliment, a humble?
No, but we can broaden it out if you want.
So what if someone gives you a compliment, what do you say?
Oh, just thank you.
Oh.
That's it. You don't need to go, oh, this old thing. Or...
I disagree. You go, oh, shut up. No. No, I haven't. No, I've just stopped the beer and not lost any weight. Oh, thanks.
You just say thank you, or you don't need to then give them a reflex compliment, like say, oh, and I love your top too.
Oh, okay.
All you do is you remember. Let's just say, pretend I like that top that you're in. If I complimented that...
Say, go on, I like your top.
Acting. I love your top.
I'm a really big fan of your Mikey too. He's a good lad.
The trouble is, I sort of knew where that was going.
He's a great lad, thank you. I love your top.
I love your cardigan.
Mm-hmm.
You would simply say, thank you, and then later on, remind yourself to say, oh, and your quarter zip is very nice as well.
Okay.
For example, or whatever you wanted to compliment.
What was the other question in there?
To express no thank you or humble gratitude. Yeah, so you were right. Humble gratitude, it's just thank you.
Okay.
That's all you need to say is, oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Or, oh, that means a lot. Or you could maybe like...
Hi, William, darling. We'll have that as a video as well.
Oh, God, here we go.
That will be a video soon, William, darling. Fabulous. See you all soon. I'm going to work on that impression.
Yes.
I'm going to work on that.
And indeed all the others.
And he's getting an impression because of that comment on the Radio 1
socials. So Freddie has access to my Instagram, and Jordan on Radio 1's Instagram, you did a Saltburn murder on the dance floor thing, which was highly original. And you...
Their most viewed video of the month, actually.
Is it? Yeah. Well, that's because your hips.
Always the simplest of ideas. But anyway,
yeah. Anyway, you were dancing around the BBC, and you told me off. You went, "How dare you comment?"
I didn't say how dare you, but I went, I said,
"Oh, thanks for commenting." Right,
thanks for commenting. In block capitals, Campus Christmas. It got the most likes and replies on Radio 1's channels. And it turns out it was Freddie. Ha! Yes, it was me, darlings. It was me.
Yeah, I had no idea I'd even written that. So, anyway.
Okay.
I don't know whether Freddie was deliberately commenting as me or he meant to comment as himself, but he forgot which account he was on. Oh. But anyway. This is from Anonymous. Hi, Jordan and William. They're big fans. My friend's girlfriend recently dumped him after a long-term relationship, leaving him rather upset. They planned to move abroad and to save money, so he sold his car, leaving them with just her Mini. However, after she'd been dumped, my friend's now ex-girlfriend ditched the move abroad and, as he was now car-less, agreed that he could continue to use hers for a bit. Fast forward a month or so, and my friend has firmly hopped on the rebound train and is living his best life as a single 28-year-old in his prime.
Oh, bet he is. Shagging like rabbits at that age.
He's since met a new girl, and they've been at it like rabbits for weeks.
Oh, wow, really? Is that what he says?
Yes.
See, I know it. I mean, okay.
The new girl asks my friend if he can pick her up from a party. My friend, being a gentleman, obliges and goes to collect her. On the journey home, the new girl decides to show my friend just how much she appreciated the free lift.
Go on!
And begins to orally pleasure him.
Wow.
Caught up in the moment, my friend... Caught up in the moment, my friend doesn't notice the variable speed camera on the bridge and gets flashed coming off the slip road, all whilst getting a good time gobble from his lady friend. The problem my friend has is that the car is registered to his ex-girlfriend's mum. He is now panicking that his ex-girlfriend's mother will receive a letter from the police where she'll receive both a fine and a 5x5 picture of her daughter's ex getting a Sunday sloppy from a stranger in her car.
This is the best one we've had in ages.
Does he message his ex and warn her of the fine or hope that it'll go away and the fine doesn't turn up? Either way, he's got to give the car back at the end of the month. Let's hope he'll pay for a valet at least. Kind regards, Anonymous.
Anonymous, I would sweat this one out.
Hmm.
Because I'm pretty sure, saying that these days, it depends. They just want the license plate, don't
they? I think they've got 2 weeks to get you, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to be delivered. So it's got to come to you in 2 weeks.
I'd sweat this one out. I wouldn't say hi. I'd probably text your other half, I'd text your ex, be a gentleman, say, look, I've been flashed on the way home. I'm willing to pay the fine. But then I wouldn't mention that you were getting a blazer in the car.
No, because also, I haven't ever had a speed fine or a camera thing, so I don't quite know how much picture they see. But if it is just the registration plate, you're only then opening yourself up for a problem. You know, you might actually make it an issue when
sometimes
it's not an issue.
They send the pictures, so you might be able to see it. But it'll be fine, because it'll just look like you're driving on your own.
Yeah.
She's got red down there.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right. You never know. So that would be my advice. Thank you, everyone, for your questions and dilemmas. You can listen and watch us every Tuesday and Friday. And in our next episode, we'll find out which contestant of Series 2 of The Traitors is a G&Diva. And, I mean, I'm desperate to know this, we'll discover if we're 2024 hipsters.
Remember, if you need our help with something, then we'd love it if you got in touch. You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sexandmyboss.com. You can DM us as we're on Sex and My Boss on the socials, or you can write to this man here, William Hanson, who, in the fullness of time, promises a handwritten reply on one of our luxury greeting cards with executive self-seal envelopes. The address for that is on the website, sextedmyboss.com.
See you on Friday.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.